mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 14th day of June, 2005, and we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Daniel Estolan, the award-winning investigative journalist based in Spain, who was on with us about 3 weeks ago, will be back on with us today to get more into his investigation into the Bilderberg Group and what their agenda for the next few years is. Very scary stuff came out last time from their sources inside the Bilderberg Group, that oil prices will double in the next year. That's what the Bilderberg Group is saying, and they are rarely wrong in the past. What they want is what they get. The move to target Christian conservative patriots in America with disinfo or outright physical aggression. And just a lot of other key issues. Well, from his sources, he's learned even more now. And he's put out a few days ago part two of his detailed report. Much of it mirrors what Jim Tucker also has gotten. But in some cases, Mr. Estolan has even gotten more. So Daniel Estolan will be joining us in the next hour. Coming up in about 28 minutes, we're going to have the gentleman on who got arrested for protesting the police state at the airport. He'll be joining us for a brief mini-interview. Very, very important information. In the meantime, I'm not going to take any calls. I may take calls in the third hour today, because what happens is that I load the phones up, then I try to hurry to calls, and then I don't give you enough time and you don't like it, so we just won't take calls. Now, some days I will take nothing but calls. And then other days, I'm just not going to cramp our guest. I'm not going to cramp the news. I just won't take calls. I'll kind of do what Rents does or Coast to Coast AM does. You know, many days, they don't even take calls until the third or fourth hour. And I guess that really makes sense, because I listen to rebroadcasts of this show sometimes, and I can hear the frustration in my voice. I want to get you all on air. I want to give you a chance to talk. But then some of you don't seem to like it that I'm taking a bunch of calls, and others don't like it that you're on hold too long, so we just won't take calls. I'm sorry, I think we're going to be cutting back on calls here in the future just because I'm not covering the news that needs to be covered. I'm not getting to all the facts that need to be documented. I'm not getting all the information out of my guest. I frankly cancel guests a lot of times because I like taking your calls. I like the directions you take us in. I like adding my own points. I will not have some hillbilly on for 20 minutes to run their mouth, though. I just won't do it. And so, if people don't like that, they should find another radio broadcast. And if people don't like the fact that I had that CFR member on last Friday and that I thumped him soundly and didn't let him run on at the mouth, number one, he was only on for one segment. That was all he agreed to come on for. Number two, everything he was saying was a manifest falsehood. And so it was very frustrating for me to hear them calling for global government but saying it's not global government. So some of you might be able to put up with that, and some of you might be able to be armchair quarterbacks. Well, I suggest on your own radio shows, you get people like that on and let them run on at the mouth until they hang up on you. Okay, masses of news and information on the other side of this quick break. We'll have plenty of time to cover all the news. And we got two guests coming on. And yes, I got a sneaking suspicion that we'll be able to take calls with Daniel Estolan. But you may be limited in time. All right, we'll be right back. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up on this Tuesday, June 14, 2005, Tuesday edition, we're going to have a gentleman on who protested the searches, the ID card checking, the papers, please, and was arrested and charged and has pled guilty to his thought crime. And then coming up, the expert on the Bilderberg Group, Daniel Estalon, with even more revelations from this year's Bilderberg Group. That's coming up in the next hour. Ron Paul has put out a very interesting legislative update this week, and later in the broadcast, we'll be airing that for you. Neocon global government. This week, Congress will vote on a bill to expand the power of the United Nations beyond the dreams of even the most ardent left-wing one-world globalist. But this time, the UN power grabbers aren't European liberals. They are the American neoconservatives who plan to use the UN to implement their own brand of world government. Now, that's Congressman Ron Paul, and that's what's happening. That's what's going on. And I tell you what we're going to do. John, instant message Ryan at my office and tell him to call and record this right now, please, and post it on PrisonPlanet.com. This needs to be seen. But Do you think we ought to just go ahead and play Ron Paul's comments now? Yeah, perhaps we should. Yeah, we'll dial that in a second. Go ahead and play this now. But we'll also go ahead and post it on PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul's office, this number's been getting so many phone calls that it's been a little bit jammed up.
Ron Paul with the weekly update for Monday, June 13th. This week, Congress will vote on a bill to expand the power of the United Nations beyond the dreams of even the most ardent left-wing one-world globalist. But this time, the UN power grabbers aren't European liberals. They are American neoconservatives who plan to use the UN to implement their own brand of world government. The United Nations Reform Act of 2005 masquerades as a bill that will cut U.S. dues to the United Nations by 50% if that organization does not complete a list of 39 reforms. On the surface, any measure that threatens to cut funding to the United Nations seems very attractive, but do not be fooled. In this case, reform success will be worse than the failure. The problem is in the supposed reforms themselves, specifically in the policy changes this bill mandates. The proposed legislation opens the door for the United Nations to routinely become involved in matters that have never been part of its charter. Specifically, the legislation redefines terrorism very broadly for the UN's official purposes and charges it to take action on behalf of both governments and international organizations. What does this mean? The official adoption of this definition by the United Nations would have the effect of making resistance to any government or any international organization an international crime. It would make any attempt to overthrow a government an international casus belli for UN military action. Until this point, a sovereign government retained the legal right to defend against or defeat any rebellion within its own territory. Now, any such activity would constitute justification for United Nations action inside that country. This could be whenever any splinter group decides to resist any regime, regardless of the nature of that regime. What if this were in place when the Contras were fighting against the Marxist regime in Nicaragua? Or when the Afghan Mujahideen was fighting against the Soviet-installed government in the 1980s, or during the Warsaw Ghetto uprising? The new message is clear. Resistance, even resistance to the UN itself, is futile. Why does every incumbent government, no matter how bad, deserve UN military assistance to quell domestic unrest? This new policy is given teeth by creating a peace-building commission, which will serve as the implementing force for the internationalization of what were formerly internal affairs of sovereign nations. This commission will bring together UN Security Council members, major donors, major troops, contributing countries, appropriate United Nations organizations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund, among others. This new commission will create the beginning of a global UN army. It will claim the right to intervene in any conflict anywhere on the globe, bringing the World Bank and the IMF formally into the picture as well. It is a complete new world order, but undertaken with the enthusiastic support of many of those who consider themselves among the most strident UN critics. Conservatives who have been critical of the UN in the past have enthusiastically embraced this bill and the concept of UN reform. But what is the desired end of UN reform? The UN is an organization that was designed to undermine sovereignty and representative government. It is unelected and unaccountable to citizens by its very design. Will UN reform change anything about the fact that its core mission is objectionable? Do honest UN critics really want an expanded UN that functions better and more efficiently? The real question is whether we should redouble our efforts to save a failed system or admit its failure, as this legislation does, and recognize that the only reasonable option is to seek participation without further cost to the United States in blood, money, and sovereignty. Do not be fooled. It is impossible to be against the United Nations and to support reform of the United Nations. The only true reform of the United Nations is for the U.S. to withdraw immediately. Thanks for calling this update at 888-322-1414. I record a new message every Monday, the text of which can be found at www.house.gov/call under the heading entitled Texas Rake Talk. Thanks for calling.
All right, folks. And for about 5 years, we have played those Texas Rake Talks at least once a week at the beginning of our feed of Derry Brownfield. And, you know, Ron Paul just gets on his computerized phone system and records that each week. Some weeks it's great audio. Other weeks it sounds like hammered, garbage, like it did this week. But the information is pure gold. So thanks for bearing with us during that really low audio. We tried to boost it up for you. But you can read the text of Neocon Global Government at PrisonPlanet.com, Ron Paul's June 13th weekly update that he put out yesterday. Again, it is June 14th. It is Tuesday. But the most powerful little speech he's ever given is about 45 minutes long, and it's titled Neocon. And I am trying to make a new film right now, and I am putting some clips of that Neocon speech in it, but where he lays out who they really are, what they're really doing. And it's so hard for the average person to admit that we have these criminals running our government and that they're not conservative. Meanwhile, the left wants to run around criticizing Bush, but only in words, only in rhetoric, not in actions. I tell the left out there listening, if you truly loved Bill Clinton and you loved his policies, then you should love George Bush because it's more of the same. Stop being fooled by this ruse. Mussolini said that fascism was an improper term, being over 100 years old when he was using it. The true name should be corporatism. And he's absolutely right. They do not operate through a free market system. They operate as organized crime cartels controlled by the international crime families. They act in a predatory fashion. They control governments. They manipulate societies. They create socialism to pool the middle class wealth to get control of the population and to transfer the wealth into their coffers through corporate welfare. The left thinks you defeat the corrupt corporations by having a big government. The so-called conservatives think corporations are as pure as the driven snow, give them unlimited power and authority. When in truth, both of those recipes give you disaster. We need to get back to a true free market, constitutional republic. And that is not what we're following, my friends. New bill could make Bush president for life. It's been reintroduced by good old Sensenbrenner. A House bill has been introduced that would change the 22nd Amendment, enable George Bush to remain president for the rest of his political life. This bill would repeal limitations of the president holding office for a maximum of 2 terms or 8 years. An even darker scenario, Arnold Schwarzenegger is elected as president in 08 or 012, and shortly after, the 22nd Amendment is abolished, making the Hitler admirer our permanent leader. This is the modern-day version of the Enabling Act, which allowed Hitler to officially declare himself dictator. This bill, which can be found at the Library of Congress website here, we have a link to it, reads as the following. And then we have H.J. Res. 24, introduced in this current Congress by Mr. Sensenbrenner. So, classic operation that we see here. By the way, Jones supports withdrawal legislation. U.S. Representative Walter Jones, the congressman who coined the term freedom fries as a show of support for the war in Iraq, said Sunday he will be among the congressmen introducing legislation this week calling for a timetable for withdrawal of American troops. Jones, the Republican who made sure Capitol Hill cafeterias retooled their menus to advertise freedom fries instead of French fries to protest France's opposition to the Iraq war, said on ABC's TV this week, the reason for invading Iraq, weapons of mass destruction, has proven false. When I look at the number of men and women who have been killed, it's almost 1,700 now, in addition to close to 12,000 who have been severely wounded, and I just feel the reason for going in for weapons of mass destruction, the ability of the Iraqis to make a nuclear weapon, that's all been proven that it was never there, said Jones, who voted for the war. A bunch of other key news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at aquanorthwest.com. Call aquanorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit aquanorthwest.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier just so long as I'm the dictator. Good old Sensenbrenner introducing that bill. And then in the past few years when they introduced this legislation, I remember they did it with Bill Clinton. You talk about it, and people like Rush Limbaugh will call you a conspiracy theorist. It's like Bush saying there is no amnesty plan when it's the biggest amnesty ever that they're proposing and have introduced legislation to pass. We had that CFR guy on last week, and he just said, there's no legislation. What are you talking about? I mean, it just never ends with these people. And now they're merging America into the one world government while putting out lots of hype and lots of hot air about how there's this fight between America and the evil United Nations. Meanwhile, this other congressman from California gets up yesterday on TV and he holds up a plate with a banana and some dressing and some chicken and says, look at the succulent meals they get at Camp X-Ray. Why, they're doing better than most Americans. I was expecting him to start claiming that they've got hot tubs and color TVs and that they're living in some type of, you know, club fed, like a Hollywood Hilton. You know, by the way, that's the same propaganda you hear about prisons. Most prisons in America are horrible, dirty cesspits filled with tuberculosis, built onto private factories where you work 10 to 12 hours a day for 20 cents an hour. And you know what I love to talk about, because no one points this out. All these idiots say, make them criminals work, ha, 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 as they sit there on an unemployment line wondering why they don't have a job. You cannot compete against 20 cents an hour. Do you understand that? But and these are also government-subsidized private factories. So, I mean, it's such a nightmare. But what does that have to do with a plate of food? This congressman, what's his name, Hunter? He gets up there with a plate of food. And they know that's something simple, something people can grasp. Oh, that food looks really tasty. Those dirty terrorists, they're getting it. He doesn't mention that the head of the camp quit 2 years ago, refusing to torture people, Brigadier General Rick Baucus. He doesn't mention all the different, there's over 15 of them, Army reports admitting torture there and in Iraq. He doesn't mention Alberto Gonzalez saying we can torture people to death. The Attorney General admits that this is how he advised the military and the president. Torture them to death. Kill them. Beat them to death. Drown them. Pull their fingernails out. Desecrate Korans. There's like four Army reports about desecrating Korans right now. But everybody focuses on the Newsweek retraction where some small thing was mistranslated. Oh, we didn't flush it down the toilet. No, we just put it in the toilet. And so then we all focus on that. This is how dumb they think we are. Up there with this plate of food. Why, we're so nice, we even feed them. We're so nice, we feed them. When the Army's own report admits that starvation is one of the things they use against them. Well, they don't deserve no food. Well, the Pentagon's own reports say that no one there is real Taliban or Al-Qaeda. LA Times reported that almost 3 years ago. So just ignore the facts. Ignore the facts that this is nothing but a gulag archipelago. That is a whole string of gulags being built all over the world. But people like Congressman Jones get up there and call things freedom fries and we all snicker. Or they call people Chemical Ali or Torture Sally. You know, all these simple-minded carnival names. You know, these stupid terms, these comic book terms that we're all supposed to grasp and talk about. They treat us like children. They use childlike terms. They simplify everything. Well, we don't do that here. We think you're smart enough. We know you're smart enough to grasp the big picture. Even people that have never been turned on to real politics in the real world, once you start giving them the truth and real complexity, they get a taste for it, and rapidly the growth curve, the awakening curve, is dramatic. So we've got the facts and their own admissions, but they've got plates of food. Look at the plates of food they get. Why, they're greedy. They're in hot tubs with color TV.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very special guest coming up here in just a minute or two, and then another powerful guest, Daniel Estalon, for part two on his expose on what occurred just a few months ago at the Bilderberg Group meeting in Germany. Some really important developments and information there on, well, their frustrations, their anger at the Patriot Movement in America for almost single-handedly sabotaging their operations. They also saw in the tea leaves that they were going to be losing their EU expansion referendum and to bring in the EU Constitution that set up open dictatorship. So they're having a lot of problems. They're also trying to get a tax on oil at the wellhead, a tax on money transfers, a tax on airline, international airline tickets. And if they get any of these transportation taxes or energy taxes or banking taxes in, it'll be from, you know, 0.5% to 5% in a couple years to 20%, and we'll have our full-blown world government. As you heard Congressman Ron Paul talk about in the second segment a few minutes ago. Before we go to our guest, my friends, if you live in Central Texas or surrounding areas, I am having a total of 5 showings of martial law, 911, Rise of the Police State. We had 2 showings a few weeks ago, and they sold out. We had another showing last week. It sold out a week beforehand. We have another showing coming up Thursday night, and I'll be there giving a speech and having a question and answer. Then I'll leave there at about 10:30 at night, and I'll go and do Coast to Coast AM for 4 hours. That'll be a big day. And then we're having, I believe it's the last showing. We might add another. I really doubt it. The next week. This week's is already sold out as of last week. Next week hasn't sold out yet. And about half the tickets have sold. And that's next week, the 23rd, on Thursday. At 8 o'clock at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. And I tell you, folks, it is a beautiful theater. Huge screens. We're in the biggest theater they've got. It is stadium seating. It is so nice. Food, you know, chocolate sundaes, whatever. Right there at your table. You all have your own tables, your own waitresses and people, wait staff. It's really nice, and this is where I'm going to show them in the future. It's a lot nicer than Alamo downtown. I'm not knocking Alamo downtown. You know, that's where all the big directors come in to show their films, but I like the Alamo South Lamar. And so we got one more showing next week. You can still get tickets by going to InfoWars.com and linking through via the Safe Secure online shopping cart over to the Alamo Draft House and get your tickets. Or you can pull up and buy them at the door if you live in South Austin. But if you're planning to come to this showing next week and you live outside town, better get your tickets now or call them, reserve them, whatever you got to do. This is my best video. It is the most powerful film I've ever produced. It is really a miniseries. It is 3 hours long, my friends. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Learn the terrifying secret that holds the future of the world in its grasp. From the front lines of the police state to the darkest sanctums of the secret society that controls it, martial law reveals the master plan of a group hell-bent on capturing America today and tomorrow the world. The New World Order has set in motion the Fourth Reich. Martial law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into their own prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. I've also produced America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Matrix of Evil, and I carry a bunch of other great videos. Jews of the Preservation of Firearms Ownership's video, Innocence Betrayed on the Second Amendment. It comes with three free booklets when you get it. I carry George Humphrey's great 9/11 video. I carry Eric Huffman's updated 9/11 video and his book. I carry just a lot of powerful information. Go to InfoWars.com, peruse the Safe Secure shopping cart there at the book and video store. Order online, watch clips of the films, look at all the different specials. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv, we have monthly and yearly subscriptions, and to be accurate, a monthly subscription is 19 cents a day. A yearly subscription is 15 cents a day. You get 3 months free, basically. We're now into our 15th month of running PrisonPlanet.tv. It's bigger and bigger every day, and better and better. So PrisonPlanet.tv, all my videos, a bunch of other videos, my book, Paul Watson's book, all my weekly TV reports, sometimes three a week, always one a week, my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll-free to get the films, and they can answer all your questions there when you call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your purchase of these films also makes this broadcast possible. And last but not least, the network offers 16-bit streams, 32-bit streams, unlimited archives of all the shows on the network. They got different packages, $7.95, $9.95 a month. I don't make a red cent off this, but I believe in it. It's a great deal, a way to support the network, the GCN Radio Network. Go to GCNLive.com and check it out. You can also get whole months of your favorite hosts, your favorite shows. I mean, what is that a month? Like 50, 60 hours of my show? $19.95. You can buy them individually on CD, or you can subscribe for 6 months. GCNLive.com. Okay. Didn't mean to belabor that for 6.5 minutes, but it's really important because this is powerful information, first and foremost. Secondarily, it supports this network that is doing such a great job. All right, now we're going to our guest, who I appreciate holding. Headline, libertarian arrested at airport. He tried to board an airplane without ID. A Kian libertarian who tried to board a flight carrying nothing but a Bible and a copy of the Declaration of Independence was arrested yesterday at Manchester Airport. Russell Canning, 35, was arrested after refusing to comply with security screening procedures and refusing to leave the screening area. According to Rockingham County Sheriff's Department, he was charged with criminal trespassing and was being held at the Rockingham County Jail. Now, Canning's wife, Kat Dillon, said her husband had refused to have his bail posted and will remain in jail until his arraignment tomorrow. He's now out of jail and joining us. And, Mr. Canning, thank you for coming on.
Thanks.
I appreciate you holding through that diatribe. I mean, people are so conditioned, they think showing their papers at checkpoints or airports is normal. The only people, though, that don't have to show their papers are the illegal aliens. Why did you decide to take this step? And then tell us what happened.
Well, yeah, I'm with all of you guys that think that ID has gone too far and it's just part of the growing police state. So recently I decided, especially with the passage of the Real ID, I was thinking, how can I try to make a point about whether or not we need to have national ID in all of our pockets? And I thought that the airport would be the best place because that's kind of one of their first places they start inhibiting us. So I decided, why don't I just try to get, because I was thinking about, what if I try to fly on a plane this summer for a vacation with my family? Since I don't have a driver's license, I don't use one of those anymore. How am I going to get on a plane? So I started investigating it and tried it. I wasn't sure if I was going to get through because we've learned that you can technically get through without ID, which I guess they don't want any of us to know about that. But you have to subject yourself to a secondary screening process is what they call it. And that's where they do all their, you know, strip search type technique.
And by the way, you were there protesting. That's why you originally did this, according to the Associated Press, is that you were tired of the pat-downs, the groping.
Yeah, it's the combination because, well, they can tell, you know, the FBI told me, well, you can get on the plane without ID. Yeah, but I can't get on without, you know, women can't get on without being groped. You know, we hear those kinds of stories all the time. This is not the way a free country should be. I mean, you go to the airport and you see all those poor people shuffling along with their shoes off and their clothes in their hands, and is this a free country?
Well, all of this is about, I mean, you're right. They're beta testing in the airports. Now they're going to train the police to do this at checkpoints. It was the TSA that trained for Bush's inauguration or coronation. They trained the military and the police how to operate. It's now you go to Disney World or Sea World or Disneyland. They thumb scan you. They search you. It's about training you to have somebody in a uniform barking orders. And we all grew up watching the old black and white films about the Nazis and the dread of them saying papers, please. Well, the Nazis didn't search you. you know, now you've got to let them grope your wife.
Yeah, that's. I got in there and said, you know. They let me through to one level without having any ID, but I told them I want to keep my shoes on and I want to keep my clothes on and I don't want to be groped. And I didn't have anything on my person except for a Bible, so it wasn't like it was complicated and they could. You know, it wasn't like I could conceal a bomb or something like that. But they just refused. It did not take long for them to arrest me. And since those laws are secret, as I'm sure you know, nobody really can know what they what their real screening process is.
Well, that's right. In fact, whenever they refuse a congressman to fly or anybody, they say, look, it's all under the Patriot Act. We don't have to tell you what we did or why we did it.
And that's probably no coincidence that they didn't charge me on anything related to that. They charged me just criminal trespass. They did the smallest thing possible.
Which is funny. You know, traveling, it's quasi-public, private.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it's like the guy getting arrested for wearing the Peace on Earth shirt in a shopping mall. Well, soon everything's, quote, going to be, you know, private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you have to have permission. You know, that doesn't make any sense. We have to have permission to be everywhere. That's what they
want. Well, now the FBI has said they want checkpoints going into the mall.
Wow.
Did you see that last year?
No.
Oh, yeah, they want to have, they want to search us and have us take our shoes off at all the malls.
Wow. You know, we got a little feel for the police state this weekend because on Saturday when I took, because I told them ahead of time I was going to do this, that way they wouldn't shoot me or something like that when I tried this, tried to make it as peaceful as possible. The FBI came and interviewed me last Monday before this, and then on Saturday when we took off to the airport, they were staking out our house and followed us in at least two different cars, and they followed us all the way to the airport, which is an hour and a half from here. And when we got to the airport, I recognized those are the two FBI agents that I talked to, and they never acknowledged that they were, you know, here we are being under surveillance when I've done nothing wrong.
Meanwhile, Los Zetas, which I'm sure you haven't heard about, up in your area, but they've killed over 100 people. They're killing cops. They openly work for the CIA. They're going after their competition, anybody that doesn't pay their cut into the government for narcotics.
Oh.
It's total bedlam. The borders are totally open. The illegal aliens are given carte blanche. Sheriffs and police chiefs are ordered to release them en masse, literally, sir, but
yeah.
You are going to be treated as a slave.
Yeah. Well, I used to live outside of L.A., so I know what that world is like. And it does seem silly, the restrictions we have to go through when we don't really have any control over our borders, which is not impossible.
Well, it's simple. I mean, again, I'll say it again. They're training us how to live like third world slaves.
Yeah.
And look, imagine, folks, a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, the things that are now happening. Oh, we're going to retina scan all children. Oh, we're going to issue national ID cards to all of you. Imagine 20 years ago, we heard this about the Soviet Union. In fact, it wasn't even this bad in many cases.
Yeah.
Now, first they said it was a privilege to drive. Well, it's not really a privilege, but once they've got us trained to accept that, then they say it is. So you've got to jump through all these hoops. Now they're saying it's a privilege to own a gun. Well, it's not really a privilege. It's a right. But if they get enough of us to accept that, well, see, now it's a privilege to travel. It's a privilege. Dr. Phil says it's a privilege to have a child, and the state has more rights than the parent. Dr. Phil tells us it must be a privilege, Mr. Canning.
Wow. Yeah, that's the, when I interviewed with the FBI, they looked at me and said, you do not have the right to fly on a plane. That's what they, and they don't like it that any one of us would question them. They were really, and hearing your before, the good thing that I hear from you is that you are confident that we can actually fix this. I hear so many people moan and groan about it, but we have to fix this. It's gone too far. We've talked about what are we going to do when they come along with the national ID. Well, it's here now. That's what they want to force on us. We have to stop. We have to say no to them. Otherwise, what stops us from being even more controlled than the guys in communist Russia?
So when you're talking to them, I mean, are you aware of Homeland Security visiting Rubik's Cube sellers?
I've heard of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did you say, what are you doing? I'm a political protester. I'm demonstrating that my rights are being violated. I mean,
I was looking at them, and I kind of wanted to talk to them because I wanted to assure them that I wasn't going to be dangerous. But I'm telling you, you know, I get the feeling like you're in charge of my life, and you don't acknowledge that you work for me. They, you know, that's not the attitude. They
and
came.
What do these gods say to you, mere mortal?
Yeah, that's. But they look at me and go, you know, they were lecturing me on national security, and I said, this is not fun for me. I don't, you know, you're supposed to be working for me, and look at what you're doing. You're trying to lecture me about
what
I should do.
Ask them why the Bin Ladens didn't have to have IDs to fly out of the country. And ask the FBI why they escorted them to the planes.
Wow.
Did you ask them about that?
I've heard some about that, yeah. It's just, It's unbelievable when you look at all the stuff. When I went there, the TSA agents were nervous and scared to death. Once I got past them to the sheriff's deputies, they acted like normal human beings. But it's like they're so scared that you might reveal, you know, the wizard behind the curtain.
So why did they finally arrest you? They just said, okay, leave now, you can't fly.
Yeah, because they're saying, I have to go through the secondary screening, otherwise you have to leave. And I say, well, I don't want to leave, I want to get on the plane. And they said, well, I'm going to have to arrest you if you refuse to leave this. So they were saying it's a privilege for me to be in that, you know, screening area.
And it's a privilege to own a gun, a privilege to own property, and a privilege to have children, and a privilege. And the government, of course, declares immunity for itself. It is infallible. It is God.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay with us, sir. I've got a few other key questions for you. We're talking to Russell Canning, 35, was arrested after refusing to comply with security screening procedures and refusing to leave the screening area, according to Rockingham County Sheriff's Department. And, folks, they're going to have hardened checkpoints built on all the roads that double as toll roads. And you'll have to put up with this everywhere. You going to put up with it? We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight, piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, our guest, who is a real American patriot, putting himself in between us and the machinery of despotism, Russell Canning, he hit the sweet spot. He knocked the golf ball about 2,000 yards. He's absolutely right. I mean, they're our servants. They're here to uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They work for us. But in all their actions, in all their statements, and everything they're doing, it's clear terrorism, which has been manufactured by these very individuals, is being used as the pretext to enslave us and to build this overarching system with the mechanisms of control. And I hope you sue them for official oppression. I hope you expose the fraud, the color of law, and because they are violating your basic right to travel. You know, your rights, folks, aren't just the right to not have your feelings hurt and the right to not be called a name. You know, that's not a right, folks. Your right is to travel, to be able to save money, to live your life, to raise your children. Mr. Canning, where does this go from here?
Well, this particular one, I'm not sure where it will go. Sometimes we try to let things come to us, you know, but it's just kind of the start for me. You know, I'm just getting started in this willingness to actually disobey them.
What was the final straw? What tipped you into doing this?
Well, it was the real ID passing. When the Senate passed it 100-0, they're definitely telling us that they're in charge and we're supposed to just do it their way. You know, a couple years from now, you know, because they're threatening that, like, if the state of New Hampshire doesn't follow along with the program, people from our state, even though they have driver's licenses from the state, won't be able to travel by plane. I thought this would be a good way for people to see a normal person going up. You know, you don't have to, you know, like your show exposes, and some of your videos have exposed how many of the conspiracies are true. Well, sometimes those people can't believe that kind of stuff, but they can see a normal person walking up there and being treated shabbily. You know,
what about right to revolt? The week before 9/11, I had a bunch of different members of your selectmen and others on, and members of the town councils. The majority of New Hampshire was about to pull out of the union. It was getting almost no attention, and then 9/11 took place. You guys have Article 10. Why not have New Hampshire and other states pull out and then recodify the union and expose this District of Columbia corporation for what it is?
That's a good idea. You know,
are you aware of what was happening 3.5 years ago?
Well, I wasn't here in New Hampshire at that time. I just moved here last year.
But everybody's just forgotten about that, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's the way things are, yeah. They scare us into all rallying back to the flag, I guess, huh?
But the flag symbolizes the Bill of Rights. It doesn't symbolize a black ski mask.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that would be a good thing for us to do with it, at least inside the power of each one of the states, to refuse to go along with these things that are obviously, you know, controlling us.
Well, and again, it's not just a federally standardized ID. It's all the databases, the private stuff you purchase, swiping your card when you buy something. It's all going into these databases. And you're a trailblazer, and I salute you. Anything else, Mr. Canning?
No. Keep up the good work, Alex.
Any way for folks to get in contact with you in New Hampshire that want to support you?
Some of the guys that amongst us activists here, we use a website called nhfree.com.
nhfree.com.
Yeah.
And so
that's
if folks are
keep up with what we're doing.
So if folks are in New England and want to join you in the rebellion against tyranny,
yeah,
they can do that.
Yeah, and we do all of our planning in the open. The FBI can even track us.
Well, good, because we're tracking them. We're the good guys wearing the white hats. They got to hide.
You should have seen the fun my wife had making them have trouble tracking us. We were laughing our heads off. They're bumbling. We're going to beat them.
We're going to win. We're going to get this country back. And Mr. Canning, God bless you.
You too.
All right, Vaya con Dios. All right, we'll be right back with the second hour. I'll hit a few news items in this first little segment. Then we've got Daniel Estulon joining us for part two of his Bilderberg Group expose. The website's prisonplanet.tv. Terror.